AI and the automation death spiral. Will you leverage the technology or will you be caught in the spiral like many other companies? Hey, welcome to Wolf's Watch. I'm Wolf, and today we are watching AI, artificial intelligence, and the automation death spiral. What does that mean? Glad you asked. Let's start with the automation death spiral. First, why are you implementing new technology? What is the purpose of it? What problem are you attempting to solve with that new technology? Is it efficiency? Is it to be able to scale processes? Is it to be able to support human activity? A lot of times, robotics, for example, started with doing a lot of safety. Yeah, repetition work, but also being able to safely do something that was, you know, very dangerous for a human being, but for a robot, a robotic arm, not robotics as we understand them today, but think 30, 40 years ago, you know, a robotic welder did something that was repetitive and dangerous for humans to do. You're literally playing with fire when you're welding. You're burning stuff to melt it together. And it is something that is tough on their eyes for the welders. There's all types of things that happen in that process that are negative for people. Plus, the robotic arm gave the ability to scale more easily as well. You could have one person doing more by running a set of robotic welders as opposed to doing the welding themselves. So it began in the industrial setting. So again, what problem are you attempting to solve? Why are you implementing the technology? The reason that this is very important is we have an explosion of AI tools right now. This has been a couple years in the making. When you look at the arc of artificial intelligence applications like ChatGPT, people have been playing with that for a couple of years now. And there's other AI tools that the beta testers, right? The beta test, the people that got the early access, have been working with for 1, 2, 3 years. And remember the caveat that what you see today in the marketplace is 20 years behind the state of the art that somebody's already fielded and that you can't see, because it's most likely a military application or in some other setting where it is either closely held or it is being classified because it's such a game changer at a government level. So keep that in mind too. So again, this is an explosion of tools. There's a lot of new stuff coming on the market. The next 5 to 7 years, the rest of the 2020s, are going to be an amazing turbulent ride because of technology. And if you've been watching, there's other trends that are colliding at the same time. So it's going to be a very interesting time. Means a lot of opportunity. Doesn't change the rules for being able to adequately leverage technology, to strategically leverage technology. Artificial intelligence will be a huge help to some. It will be a big time waster to most. Here's why. As always, remember Ken Blanchard Company's survey results, research results. 70% of change projects in corporate America, in the business world, in the United States, failed to deliver the results that they anticipated when they implemented it. Don't be part of the 70%. The rules of that change of how to effectively lead that as the owner of your company does not change. The death spiral on automation is the thing to watch out for. For example, I was involved in a $40 million software project. We were changing how products were developed at a major aerospace company. This was for the product development and product design part of the life cycle of a product. And just thinking about it just boggles my mind because there was so much that was impacted in that project. But that's just an engineering design system, if you will. We ended up with a lot more. The challenge is, and one of the things that we talked about was, look, we're putting all this energy and it's going to be a couple of years to actually have the whole thing up and running because it really turned into what today you would call an enterprise tied into the enterprise resource management and the customer relationship management systems that the company used as well. So really spiderwebbed into all aspects of the company, got super complicated. One of the things that we talked about was how do we continue to leverage the state of the art, because we knew what we were implementing would be obsolete by the time it got implemented, basically, because it would take so long due to the organizational change that needed to happen along with it. And because whenever you implement something like that, you always need to first map out your processes on how do they actually work? How are things actually getting done? And then second, what is the map going to be of the new process? If you don't do that, you are setting yourself up for disaster. First on that, it won't work because you'll be implementing something that has no connection to the current reality that people experience in how they actually get the job done. So you need to do that. You need to follow the best practices on implementing new projects, new software systems, for example. Another thing that concerned us, we're going, look, this is a lot of money. Once this gets put in place, there are a lot of things that will pretty much be carved in stone for a decade, couple of decades. Any new technology that's brought in needs to enhance that, not completely scrap it and replace it because it takes too long. And that's the key. Once you implement a new technology, especially an automation process, how easily can you change that? How willing are you to throw it away and bring in something brand new because the technology has changed or the marketplace has changed or your customer expectations have changed or you're pursuing a new market? And in order to be able to do that, you need a whole new system because now, for example, a company I worked with that manufactured aftermarket wheels, they did aluminum wheels for cars. Looked great. So now they get buyers from Detroit coming to knocking on their door and say, hey, we want to put this as a original equipment option for people that are buying new cars right off the showroom floor. Massive. So that's like, boom, instant scale up to be able to take advantage of it. But they needed to be able to hook into their computer systems. Required a lot of changes. They also had requirements on how they wanted to see stuff processed so that they would know